Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit has placed on his heart for this moment. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. Join us each week wherever you get your podcasts to find strength, hope, and courage for the Christian journey. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
Hello, sisters and brothers. Recently, I was reading Psalm 16, and I just found it so meaningful, so encouraging, so full of blessing and revelation. I'd just like to share a few things from it with you today. Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. This is so true. The only place of safety for us, the only place of refuge for us is the Lord himself. The only place of happiness for us is being one with God. We were created for only one purpose, to be one with God. Our happiness will never be accomplished. Our desires will never be fulfilled until we're one with the Lord. That oneness begins with baptism. It grows over the course of a lifetime, and it reaches its consummation in the beatific vision. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. You know, Jesus makes some extraordinary requests of us, some extraordinary demands of us. He says, unless you love me more than mother and father, you will not be worthy to be my disciple. Or he said things like, unless you renounce everything you have, unless you renounce all your possessions, you're not worthy to be a disciple of mine. A lot of times we interpret that to mean that the Lord doesn't want us to love other people. And the fact is, here it says, as we draw near to the Lord, as we recognize him as our refuge, as we know our happiness completely depends on being in union with him, it says the Lord puts into our hearts a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. So the Lord wants us to love other people, but he wants us to love other people in him, in union with him, with he as the first person in our life. And I've said this over the years many times in talks, but if we put the first things first, the second things will just really be their full blessed selves. And the first thing is love of God. The first and greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, your whole strength, and your neighbor as yourself. The second commandment is like it. So first things first, being one with God, obeying God, believing in him, having him first in our life. Like it says in Luke chapter 12 or Matthew chapter 6, seek first the kingdom of God and his holiness, and these other things will be added to you as well, including a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. A marvelous love, not only just for those who are following the Lord with us, but a marvelous love even for our enemies. Pretty amazing. But the Lord wants us to love other people very, very much because he loves them very, very much. And he wants us to love them with his love, in his love, drawing on his love, asking him to love through us. He goes on to say, those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. I'd like to particularly highlight the phrase, those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. You know, one of the very striking things out of many striking things that St. Catherine of Siena said, she said, it's going to be the cross. It's either going to be the cross of Jesus that brings us to healing, brings us to happiness, brings us to our true selves, or it's going to be the cross of the devil, which deteriorates us, which destroys us, which leads us to misery, which keeps us ever separated from our happiness, which is God himself. So it's not a question about whether we're going to suffer in this life. We're either going to suffer in union with the Lord, allowing him to use those sufferings to purify us, to heal us, to deliver us from false gods and the worship of false gods, to put first things first and second things second, or we're going to suffer from the horrible, tormenting, wicked cross of the devil who punishes those who disobey God and who leads them ultimately, if we don't repent, to hell. But it goes on to say, O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. This makes me think about a vision that St. Thomas Aquinas had of the Lord, where the Lord said to St. Thomas, Thomas, you have written well of me. What would you like as your reward? And then Thomas said, only you, Lord, you be my reward. And I honestly think that the Holy Spirit's leading us all to be able to say thing, the same thing. When the Lord asks us, well done, good and faithful servant, what do you want as your reward? We want you, Lord. You're the greatest prize. You're the greatest treasure. You're the greatest love. We want no one but you, Lord. And we know that in you, then, we will have all other things that you've created us to love and to be loved by. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. You know, we're named in the will. You know, if we are willing to suffer with Christ, we also will reign with him, and we're co-heirs with him. We will inherit the kingdom. We will be co-heirs with Christ. That's the heritage that we're going to receive. That's the lot marked out for us, how blessed we are. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. Night can be a tough time for everybody from time to time, and for some people, most of the time, or maybe even all the time. There's people who suffer from insomnia, people who suffer from sleep apnea, people who suffer from having to get up and go to the bathroom multiple times a night, people who are just afraid, and nighttime brings on the fears and anxieties. They just kind of rise to the surface. And so here it says, I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. I'd just like to just speak a little word of encouragement to those who have difficulty during the night. There's no question about it that the daily dying to consciousness that night brings, that sleep brings, is a little foretaste of death. So it's a little death. And the next morning, when we're still alive, we say, hey, I'm still alive. And that's a little kind of image, a little analogy to the final death and resurrection that we're all going to experience. But keep the Lord at your side, even in the middle of the night. Even if you're tempted to go crazy because you can't get back to sleep, just rest in his love. Sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll say the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I'll say it particularly for those who are dying, those who are tempted to suicide, those who are tempted to unchastity, souls in purgatory, particular people that I'm praying for right now, particular intentions. And so, when you get up in the middle of the night, you can't sleep, try to just rest in the peace of the Lord, knowing that you're loved, even in your sleepless state, that the next day the Lord's going to take care of you. Even if you don't get enough sleep, you're going to be able to get through the day. The Lord's going to help you do that. So just kind of, you know, it ties in with what Paul says about pray always. Pray even in the middle of the night. Offer your pain, offer your suffering, offer your illness, offer your sleeplessness as a sacrifice to the Lord, joining it with his suffering. He spent sleepless nights in prayer, really crying out to the Father for wisdom, for guidance, and choosing his disciples, and strengthening himself for the cross that laid ahead. And just offer our sleepless nights as a prayer to the Father, as a sacrifice to the Father, and rest in his peace, knowing that even if we don't awake the next morning, if we die in the friendship with the Lord, we're going to awake to the resurrection. We're going to awake to union with God. And even if we need purification, the Lord's going to take care of that in a very, very loving way. Therefore, my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. Our bodies will decay, but Jesus said in John chapter 11, even if you die, you will not die, because I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me will not die, even if he dies. So we have the tremendous sure hope, not wishful thinking, a sure hope. Jesus is truly risen from the dead, and he's promised us, if we stay connected to him, the same Spirit that raised him from the dead will raise us also. And we can say with confidence the last phrase here of Psalm 16, you will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, happiness forever. That takes us back to the very first verses. My happiness lies in you alone. Our happiness lies in God alone. But what a great happiness it is, and what a great privilege it is to know God and to be able to have Psalm 16 to encourage us and to give revelation to us and give wisdom to us. Lord, we thank you for your inspired Psalms. We thank you for all your inspired word and sacred scripture and the liturgy of the church. We thank you for the encouragement, the insight you're giving us in this psalm today. We thank you for being our happiness, our joy, the fulfillment of our deepest desires. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, saints and angels. Thank you, all you faithful who dwell in the land that the Lord has given us a marvelous love for. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.